This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Happy camp day. Football season is here, but we got to talk a little baseball.
Baseball.
We got to talk a little baseball. Mm-hmm. So last night, Rich Hill, pitcher who been in the league for what? I forgot how many years. Yeah. He got like over 15 plus service years, whatever they said. Mm-hmm. But he made history for the Kansas City Royals last night. He went five innings, gave up six hits, one earned run at the age of 45.
Pretty incredible.
14th franchise that he's played for.
14?
14. Like, he is baseball Luke Ridenour. He is baseball Andre Miller. He's been all over him.
Yeah, so this is how it sounded on the Royals broadcast when they introduced Rich Hill.
And there is 45-year-old Rich Hill. He makes history tonight. He is officially the oldest player in Royals franchise history. He is also now pitching for his 14th different team. That ties Edwin Jackson's major league record. And that is called strike three. Tucker's down looking. First Royals strikeout for Rich Hill. And strikeout 1,429 in his big league career.
Against his former team, too. The team that
well, they're all his former team.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the team he actually debuted with. Yeah. So he debuted against for the Cubs.
Yeah.
So kind of a little cool moment right there.
Oh, which, very cool.
Which got me thinking, man, if you could have one former pitcher back on the mound for one inning. I ain't gonna say five innings. Mm-hmm. I know some people ain't doing no five innings, but
yeah,
at least one inning. Based off of nostalgia. So it ain't got to be like a, you know, Babe Ruth or anything like that, but yeah, somebody that you can still look at and be like, I think he could probably go one in.
It can be dead or alive?
No, I would say, I kind of want alive. I was kind of thinking
I've got two alive.
He's like, bring that old person out here.
Because the first person I thought about was Roger Clemens.
That's a good one.
I would love to see Roger Clemens, the Rocket, on the mound. Just one inning. Just off of nostalgia.
Two that are alive that I would love to see. I'll give you in a second, but I've never saw this guy, obviously way before my time, too. I would love to see what Satchel Paige really
yes.
had. Yes. I would love to see what Satchel Paige really had. Apparently, he was like, before there were radar guns, just blasting people out there. So I'll set that aside, but that was the one that came to mind.
That's a great answer.
The ones that are alive, I want to see Greg Maddux dice up these fools.
That's also a very good answer.
Dice them up with a 78-mile-an-hour, you know, fastball just right on the paint, and then another one, a slider on the paint, and then the mind games that he would play with batters. Oh, you think I'm going to throw this? Ha! You know, I'm not going to throw that. I'm going to throw this, and you're going to swing at it.
I think one of the other reasons why I thought about this question was just seeing how Rich Hill was pitching.
Mm-hmm.
It was very old school.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to just throw this ball off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just keep throwing it. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing like mechanical type deal.
Yeah.
He was just throwing that sucker, man. So so here's my list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would love to see Hideo Nomo.
Okay.
Okay.
Just that pitching style. He's 56 years old, mm-hmm, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could see that style of pitching for one inning,
yeah,
I'd be good with that. El Duque.
Yeah.
El Duque, Orlando Hernandez, mm-hmm. 59 years old, by the way. I would like to see that kick.
He could strike one guy out.
Yeah, I'd like to see that knee up to the chest. Mm-hmm. I said Roger Clemens, he's 62, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And how fast do you think his fastball is?
Right now?
Right now.
I bet you he can hit 85.
I was thinking the same thing.
80,
I think he could get. I think he could get up to about 84, 85.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My next one, Dontrell Willis.
All right.
I would love to see Dontrell Willis for one inning.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just that funky little delivery.
Yeah.
See him for one inning, and he's 43, by the way.
Okay.
So I think that's very
viable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not talking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one of my favorite pitchers growing up, CC Sabathia.
That was one that came to mind as I was thinking.
I need big CC though, man. Yeah. I don't want skinny CC.
Nobody wants skinny CC. With all due respect,
I want 350 pound there, CC Sabathia.
I'm with you on all those. I like all those.
Yeah. And I threw another one in. Clearly, this ain't gonna happen, but. Juan Marichal? Yep. He's 87 now, mm-hmm. but
so, another one that I wish I could have seen.
Yeah, but that high kick. Have mm-hmm. you seen that high kick?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would love. Maybe I would like to see him throw the first pitch out.
Oh, okay. I like what you're
maybe
doing
the first pitch out. Maybe try. I don't know how good of shape he in, but I would like to see him attempt to do his old.
What
style.
Do you think Nolan can bring? It can bring.
This is the problem.
How
like,
old is he now?
He is. Rather old. I don't want to say the thing that immediately came to mind and mm-hmm. let it sound
78.
Like disrespect.
78.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know that he got the heat like just in the mechanics. Mm-hmm. However, there is not a pitcher in the world that's got more want to.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he could want to himself to like a nice
65,
70.
Yeah.
Nice 70 that just like, that's crisp 70.
Yeah.
Some of the ones that are coming in on the text line, Roy Oswalt, Andy Pettit,
that's
those are to
one.
Be expected. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Lance McCullers. Stop that. Mariano Rivera comes up. Just making sure y'all said Randy Johnson. I definitely thought it.
Yeah.
I said I was going to do a bit, and I appreciate Rob Torres on the YouTube also being in the same place. Give me Bartolo Colon, because there's nothing that American society loves more than a portly athlete.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I should have did a list of the fat pitchers. fat pitchers.
As we all want to see
them. The best fat pitchers of all time.
We all want to see them.
Yeah.
Now,
Bartolo is definitely on that list.
Yes, he is.
Something you said when you started, and he was good. Like, that's the thing.
He was really good.
It's easy to just remember him as, oh, man, he's the big boy, whatever.
Yeah.
He
was good.
Yeah.
When we start talking about dead or alive, you know the name that came to mind, especially when you brought up Satchel, another great black pitcher, Bob Gibson.
Oh, I'd love to see him.
Just because I want to see him be ornery as hell on the mound. Like, I just want to see him annoyed as hell that he has to face batters.
He's yelling at his own catcher. Sit back down. he did that on multiple games. Don't come talk to me. I got this. Okay, yes, sir.
A lot of Bob unit, big unit love. Doc Gooden comes in. That would be fun as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. While we're talking about baseball, I kind of ran down the rabbit hole because this video popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of old school pitchers, David Wells.
Yeah.
Who played for the Yankees. I think he played for the Padres at one point, too. But a video popped up about him wearing Babe Ruth's hat in the real game. You remember this story?
Whoa, I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, so he actually bought a Babe Ruth's real mm-hmm. Yankees hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to wear it in the game, but Joe Torre was like, no, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
But here's the story of David Wells in the Babe Ruth hat.
I ended up buying it for $35,000. I took it to the ballpark. I said, I'm going to wear this sucker. Joe Torre caught wind of it. He's like, hey, you can't wear that hat. It's not required uniform. I'm like, yo, how cool would that be to wear the hat? Babe Ruth wore it. Now I'm wearing it in a game and kind of brings back history a little bit because it is history. I'm like, I'm going to wear this hat. He goes, no, you're not. I go, oh, yeah, I am. I was warming up. I walked by him and he was looking right at my hat. I looked down. I said, see, I don't have it on. But I went up to my locker, put it on. And I'm looking up the tunnel. I see Jorge and Derek. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, go, just run out there. Because when you run out there, they start the music, and I'm like, go. So they took off running, and then I came right on the mound, and Joe's pissed. He goes, take the hat off. He goes, I told you not to wear it. And I said, well, I wore it. It's pretty cool. And he goes, well, you're not wearing it anymore. After the game, he called me in. He's like, yeah, you're fine, $2,500. I'm like, that's it? And I said, all right, whatever it is. At least I got to wear the hat, and... you know, history is history. So I bought it for $35,000, and I took a lot of grief for paying that much for a hat. I saw in the paper a Babe Ruth jersey, and it was going up for auction. I said, if somebody's not going to get the jersey, they're going to buy the hat. So I ended up putting the hat in the auction and ended up getting like $550,000, $600,000 for it. That's a good investment on my part. That's the saga of that hat. It was pretty cool.
Now, I didn't hear that. I didn't remember that last part. That's a great investment.
Yeah.
That, yeah, man. I mean, ultimately, $50,000, all things considered, or no, bad
35
60
grand.
$60,000, all things considered, to buy and wear the hat in a big league game.
No, he said 2,500. So it was only 37,000.
2,500?
Yeah.
I'm thinking 25. Oh, yeah, that's not even better.
Including the fine, he paid 37,500 and sold it for $500,000.
Yeah, auction, it went off for, over 500,000, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, that was cool. You could actually Google the picture, and he's actually wearing the hat. It looked kind of cool, man. It looked super cool, but mm-hmm. I thought that was a cool story. Well, I guess it's going to be a Yankee segment mm-hmm. because y'all want to laugh at some at Aaron Boone?
Of course.
100%.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this is even fun. I want to know who's in the right with this. So Aaron Boone was on... with I want to say Talking Yanks.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that's John Boy, right? John Boy.
It's the Talking Baseball. I can't remember what Talking Yanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's within the Talking Baseball family of things, and I can't remember if that's
I think it's John Boy.
Okay.
But the Yankees, Aaron Boone been kind of getting a lot of heat, and we kind of did this with Joe Espada at one point mm-hmm. where the Astros was playing a little rough, and we say, hey man, we need some fire under his butt, man. Like, why is he talking all calm?
Yeah,
like throw something.
Yeah,
like let's fire up the squad.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying the same thing about Aaron Boone and the Yankees. They feel like there's no urgency.
Okay,
so here is some guys on Talking Yanks talking to Aaron Boone. He's actually on the podcast with him. And he got a little chippy right here.
Vladdy diving means they wanted it more last night.
No, it doesn't mean that, but it's like that. It's like that visual then to like the post games of like, it's July. There's a lot of season left when you're two-thirds of the way through.
But understand the pestering, bantering, leading questions that are being asked of our guys.
I understand that.
And I don't want them to just fly off the handle and be emotional. Like, you know, we've been pretty good over the years of like compartmentalizing and dealing with the everyday grind of the regular season and playing in New York and all the, and you start getting emotional and going down that road. It's a bad trait.
Yeah, so he talking to him. He like, hey, everybody is different pretty much.
Yeah.
And when you start getting emotional, that's when it's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
So here's more with Talking Yanks and Aaron Boone.
I get it. I guess there's just a difference. Like, you know, Weaver had a couple bad outings. The way he talked to the media, it felt honest and it felt,
okay,
and he was like,
everyone's different. Stop with the reaction of how a guy answers a freaking question.
It's not, but it's not one guy. It's like,
Okay, we got to win. We understand.
Got to win.
We are obsessed with it and hell-bent preparation-wise, and guys give a rip, Okay.
So this is great, but this doesn't come through.
Because everyone handles things different. Some people will give you colorful answers.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that meaty answer. Some guys throw their helmet. Does that make you feel good? Some guys are calm. Like, stop it. It doesn't mean a guy cares more or less because he dives into home plate. Okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay? It's you got to be angry at something because we didn't win. Or so I got to direct my anger at something.
That yeah was real dismissive.
it really was. But here's the thing. I think, you know, and I haven't looked at the comments or anything. I bet you Yankees fans are still taking him to task.
Like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The most reasonable fans in all of baseball are obviously the Yankees. Like,
even though he actually showed some fire there, I think it's working against him. Like, why can't you talk like this, you know, after a game? You clearly can get agitated.
Yeah. You know? Here's the last part of this interview where you kind of get a little more chippy.
I hear you're saying that you guys feel urgency, that you want to win. That doesn't come across. The messaging has been, there's a lot of season left. We just got to keep going and we're fine. You know, no, I don't regret that play. I wouldn't have done things any differently. It's like, well, that the messaging feels different than what you just delivered. That's all.
You don't listen to all my answers then. You pull.
No, I'm not talking about you. I think you've actually been way more in this light this season.
Well, Luke Weaver, you loved his answer.
Yeah. I also love Luke Weaver though.
Okay. Like, you're cherry picking the answers you like that are like, tugging at my fandom in the right way.
Yes.
Like, sorry, they're not robots.
Well, okay. That's what I want. Yeah. I want more non-robotic answers.
I don't care what you want.
All right. Well, I'm just letting you know.
These are answers of pestering everyday questions. I want our guys in a good, like, boom, we are locked in when it's and when it's really good and all in between. I want us locked. I want to showing up every day, ready to prepare and ready to go. Period.
I hate that. I thought we were supposed to be making fun of Aaron Boone because I'm sitting here like, I think he's right.
Yeah, because I feel like we guilty of that too. Mm-hmm. We was especially the first year Joe Espada, where you know you had somebody like a Dusty Baker who will fire a team up or something like that, but Joe Espada is a little more laid back. And when they were losing, we were like, yo, come on, man. Slam a table. Throw a water cooler or something. And that wasn't his style. And eventually the Astros went on the run and ended up making the playoffs. So I can't front, man. I'm a little guilty of that, too.
Well, I think a lot of people are. As a fan, you definitely want that more often than not.
And I got to give Aaron Boone credit for standing on the table for his guys. Like, no, you don't understand. They're locked in. They just might not show it in this particular way. I do love that he's like, all right, this clearly isn't getting through, so I'm just going to drop a very well-orchestrated swear word right here to let you know that I'm really done with this conversation, you know? But I got to commend him. Way to defend
Nobody
your guys.
Nobody cares what you think.
Mm-hmm. How about you be better at baseball, though?
Yeah, that's. I think I'm wondering when they're going to have that real conversation where they say, you know what, we might need to go in a different direction because – it seemed like they always come up short, man.
Yeah.
I know they went to the World Series last year, but it seemed like they always come up short, man. They always had these type of, I guess, run-ins.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Figgy's mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 at 120 every day at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, it shouts you out. A number of names still come in on pictures. People want to see Pedro Martinez. Somebody said, go ahead and let me see David Wells one more again. Goose Gossage.
That's a good one.
Put that hat on. Oh, he gave up the hat, but put that hat on.
Yeah, man. All sorts of names coming in. So appreciate you guys getting involved with the program. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, the head coach of the Rockets came up in a little bit of a conversation. I ask you, is it fair or foul what has been talked about eBay? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.